CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. APEC ministers' meeting is now underway in Honolulu, Hawaii. The host nation, the United States, says it welcomes the cooperation and supports APEC member economies to strengthen APEC and transform it from a talk shop to a forum that provides practical leadership and innovative policies. The mood is observed in the unofficial slogan of the APEC meeting, Get Stuff Done. Our correspondent Wang Shanshan reports from Hawaii.
Trade and foreign ministers of the 21 APEC member states sit down for the APEC ministers' meeting Friday for what is expected to be an active discussion to produce significant results for the upcoming leaders' meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the senior officials have a formidable agenda to discuss.
Global trends and world events have given us a full and formidable agenda, and the stakes are high for all of us. To accomplish these goals, we have to create a rules-based system that is open, free, transparent, and fair. Working to make that system a reality has been the focus of all of our meetings this year.
Clinton says tangible progress has been made in three areas, which are the main subjects of this year's APEC meetings.
First, integrating markets and expanding trade. Second, promoting green growth. Third, deepening our regulatory cooperation and convergence.
Greece's new coalition government, headed by former European Central Bank Vice President Lukas Papadimos, has been sworn in, amid hopes to put an end to the country's political turmoil. Evangelos Vanazilos retained the key post of Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister in the three-party team that was made up after five-day tough negotiations on the formation of the coalition government. Among the most pressing tasks of the new government were to implement measures to secure the Eurozone rescue package and to lead the country to early general elections expected in February 2012. The majority of ministers in former Prime Minister Georgios Papandreou's government kept their portfolios. In first reactions to the formation of the coalition government, political analysts, media commentators, and ordinary people in Greece did not expect major changes in the economic policy of Papandreou's administration. The Obama administration plans to sell thousands of advanced bunker buster bombs and other munitions to the United Arab Emirates as a way to keep Iran in check. The Wall Street Journal reports that the arms proposal, expected to soon be formally presented to Congress, includes the sale of up to 4,900 joint direct attack munitions along with other weapon systems. The report came just days after the International Atomic Energy Agency said credible evidence showed that Iran has engaged in projects and experiments relevant to the development of nuclear weapons. Tehran completely rejected the IAEA report and insisted that Iran had no nuclear weapon programs. It criticized the IAEA report as being imbalanced, unprofessional, and politically motivated. China's Ministry of Commerce forecasts that the country's foreign trade will expand about 20% year-on-year this year to $3.5 trillion. Foreign trade growth will slow in the remaining months of this year and in 2012, mainly due to the complicated exterior environment, the ministry said in a report. Prices for new residential apartments in Beijing have stumbled 5.1% year-on-year in the first 10 months of 2011, as authorities' measures to cool the sizzling property market took hold. The Beijing Real Estate Association reports that the average price for buying a new apartment in the Chinese capital dropped to a little over 14,000 yuan, or $2,200 per square meter, in the January to October period, when about 58,000 units of regular apartments were sold. China's property market took off after the government started housing market reform in 1998, but prices seem to have grown out of control over the past few years, especially in the wake of 2008 financial crisis, as the government implemented a massive stimulus package and ordered banks to flood the market with credit. In a move to rein in runaway property prices, China's central government in April started to restrict residents in 43 major cities from buying second or third homes, effectively bringing down property transaction volumes in many cities. And that's the latest on CRI.